A historic brick building on the corner of First and Walnut in downtown Rogers is undergoing renovations. And tomorrow evening, the Northwest Arkansas chapter of the Urban Land Institute is inviting the public to tour the building and get an update on the project's progress. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The large red brick building in downtown Rogers has housed a number of tenants over the years. Most recently, it was home to Dollar Saver. The historic structure was designed by architect A.O. Clark in 1907, and its original inhabitant was the Rogers Wholesale Grocery. According to the Rogers Historical Museum, it was built by John Mylar with red pressed brick, limestone headers, and two large skylights. Over the years, other tenants included Rogers Light and Water, Griffin Wholesale Grocery, and Outlet Salvage. Hunter Buick, a member of Urban Land Institute Northwest Arkansas's steering committee, describes this renovation as an adaptive reuse project.
We don't have that many old buildings in Northwest Arkansas. We really don't. And so the ones that we do have, we really need to treasure and make the most of. And there's some nostalgia about having, you know, about those old buildings and just the history within them.
The building, which is now being called the 1907 in honor of the year it was constructed, is being renovated by High Street Real Estate and Development. Once it's completed, the historic property will house a coffee shop and roastery, a cocktail bar, a boutique eatery, and 11 two-story urban apartments. Tomorrow evening, Urban Land Institute Northwest Arkansas is hosting a public tour of the building. According to its website, the mission of ULI is to provide leadership in the responsible use of land and in creating and sustaining thriving communities worldwide.
From a development side, it's very helpful for us to understand how to build healthier places, how to build more walkable places, and ULI is a great resource for helping us understand what that takes and lessons learned from other markets and such. So we've had a really good experience with it. So yeah, that's why we wanted to start this district council here in Northwest Arkansas, is bring the experiences and the resources that we've benefited from to Northwest Arkansas.
Tomorrow night's event begins at 5 o'clock with a cocktail hour, followed by a tour of the 1907. The event is free and open to the public.
It's a really cool example of, you know, people want to live in these walkable places. And to be able to walk out of your apartment, go downstairs, grab a cup of coffee, or go, you know, pick up a sandwich, something like that. Those are the kinds of places that people want to live. And so to see examples of that being played out here in Northwest Arkansas and in some of our downtowns that are really starting to thrive, it's a cool opportunity to see examples of that so we see more of that kind of development.
You can learn more about tomorrow's tour and RSVP by searching for ULI NWA May Meetup on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Don't forget, if you're looking for links, photographs, or more information associated with many of our stories and interviews, you can go to ozarksatlarge.com.